Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Is Life a Seesaw?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. All three of today's scripture readings speak of a major paradox in life: good and bad, condemnation and salvation, justice and mercy, unbelief and faith. Life in this world never stands still. Oh, it might seem so for a couple of days, but then something will happen to upset our routine. There is a way out of these contradictory experiences: the consecration and dedication of our heart, mind, soul, and body to God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. If we are in God and trying to do his will, we need not fear the calamities. All things find their origin in God, and he never lets us down. Even in moments of chaos, trial, or uncertainty, God will see us through, because he is with us always and loves us, truly loves us. When a parent disciplines a child, the parent is not usually doing it out of hatred, but love for the child and its future. The parent is trying to form the child to grow up to be an honest, happy, and holy adult. Our current time of Lent is not just to make us suffer by sacrifices, penances, deprivations. It is rather a time of growth and of correction of bad habits or omissions, so that when Easter comes, we will be closer to God and our future resurrected life. So, with Nicodemus, with whom Jesus is speaking in today's gospel, let us strengthen our belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and live in the light of God's will. When we do that, life becomes less of a seesaw and more of a gentle rocking in the arms of the divine Trinity. Amen.